Fire crews in Tasmania, Victoria and New South Wales have worked through the night to try to contain dozens of bushfires still burning out of control. And there's concern that a return to heatwave conditions today will bring many more blazes. The federal government's Climate Commission says we'd better get used to it. Heatwaves are set to get hotter, longer, bigger and more frequent. The Climate Commission says the heatwave and bushfires which have dogged Australia this week have been exacerbated by global warming. The Commission is launching its findings in a new report today called Off the Charts, Extreme Australian Summer Heat. Simon Lauder reports.
This week has given the entire country a taste of what the experts call extreme heat conditions. Rex Spencer works at the car repair shop at Yulara in the Red Centre, which is in the midst of a record hot spell.
I think we're all feeling it, that's for sure.
How do you cope with 52 degrees in the workshop?
We drink lots of water, and I think we've bought the local shop out of icy poles, actually, this week.
Australia's average temperature has increased by 0.9 of a degree since 1910, but Rex Spencer doesn't believe that's got much to do with the current heatwave.
I'd be a bit sceptical to jump on that reasoning straight away, that's for sure.
He's not alone. When the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, linked the heatwave with climate change this week, the acting opposition leader, Warren Truss, said that was utterly simplistic. But climate change experts have no doubt that climate change is a factor.
What we have been able to see is clear evidence of an increasing trend in hot extremes, reductions in cold extremes, and with the increases in hot extremes, more frequent extreme fire danger days.
Professor David Karoly has written a report for the Climate Commission which attempts to answer questions about the link between heatwaves and climate change. The report says small changes in average temperature can have a significant impact on the frequency and nature of extreme weather events.
What it means for the Australian summer is an increased frequency of hot extremes, more hot days, more heat waves, and more extreme bushfire days, and that's exactly what we've been seeing typically over the last decade, and we will see even more frequently in the future.
Is there a way to explain how this heatwave may have been affected by climate change?
Yeah, climate change will have worsened this heatwave both by extending its spatial extent and increasing its intensity. What climate change is doing is worsening the conditions associated with heatwaves. So it makes them longer, it makes the intensity of the heatwaves worse, and together they lead to more frequent extreme fire danger days.
The Climate Commission report says the number of record heat days across Australia has doubled since 1960. More temperature records are likely to be broken as hot conditions continue this summer. Professor Karoly says, based on current projections of greenhouse gas emissions and climate change, the long-term outlook is even more dire.
We are expecting in the next 50 years for 2 to 3 degrees more warming, in other words, 2 or 3 times the warming we've seen already, leading to much greater increases in heat waves and extreme fire danger days. So we're expecting future climate change to lead to much greater increases in extremes in the next 30 to 50 years.
Scientific advisor to the Climate Commission, Professor David Karoly, speaking to Simon Lauder.